This week's episode of the FitCast is brought to you by BlackStarLabs.com, home of the best tasting protein powder out there. Make sure to check them out at BlackStarLabs.com and mention the FitCast. Hello and welcome to this edition of the FitCast. This is episode 159. I'm Kevin Larrabee and along with me is Lee Peel of LeePeel.com. What up, Lee?
What up, Kevin?
Just going to give people a heads up. There's a 35-minute off-topic at the end of this. Lee, it was rough. John?
Wait, did we do an off-topic?
John and I did. It was pretty... It was interesting.
Oh, so it was an off topic I wasn't around for.
Correct.
When was this?
I think.
Did you even do a show this week?
No, we did Sunday night because we thought Tony was going to show up. We're like, oh, you know, we'll wait for Tony and we'll wait for Tony. And he didn't come.
I didn't show up.
And then so. Lee didn't show up. And John's like, oh, I'm going to bed. It's 10:30. And John was sleepy.
That's sad.
No, it's
can't wait to hear it.
It's pretty rough. It is really messed up. So I there's some swears in it, and I wouldn't really expect too much from it.
Well, I have a small bit of official FitCast business. I was standing in line waiting to get batteries at Radio Shack, which I don't recommend anyone to ever do. And I get a text message from Mr. Cosgrove, little Scottish bugger, and he told me that the next time I was on the FitCast that I had to say what up to Terry in Scotland, and so I'm saying what up Terry in Scotland, and that he'd be very happy about that, and Cosgrove said he'd be very, very mad if I didn't do it, and then I told him that my favorite Scottish person was Scrooge McDuck, and he stopped texting me back.
Yeah. He's gonna be up here this weekend.
Is he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What for? Just talk.
He has a business seminar thing for Perform Better. Down in Rhode Island or Connecticut, one of those southern New England states that no one remembers.
That you live in?
I live in New England. I don't live in Rhode Island or Connecticut.
I know you don't live. I didn't think that you lived in multiple states at one time. I'm just saying you live in that sector. So
I do.
The fact that you're very confused about it, I don't know, that doesn't speak well.
No, it's because it's like New Hampshire, yeah. Vermont. Like, I don't know which one's which. Like, if I looked at a map and it didn't have it written on it, I'd be like, one.
But
is New
you're like
one
right there.
I know, but I literally, fifth grade, I don't know if these people listen to it, but Sean in... Christina, who I cheated off of for my geography test in fifth grade. I will admit to that. I'm dead effing serious that I did that. Because I actually caught them cheating off each other. Because what they would do is kind of like really study half the states, and the other would really study half the states, and they'd cheat off each other. I'm like, guys.
So you combined their efforts to your test.
Totally. And I'm like, I see what's going on, because it was like Sean, Christina, and me, because it went boy, girl, boy, girl, so they could kind of split people up, and, you know, boys wouldn't be talking together and girls wouldn't be talking together. I caught on to their game, and I'm like, guys, I'm getting in on this right now.
Wow.
So
your shady past finally comes to present.
Yeah. So when they dig those up, you know, people on forums need to discredit me. No, they got to discredit me on the forums and stuff. So they'd be like, oh, you know.
He cheated off his geography test. I know the whole state song.
Alabama and Alaska, that thing?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's about it, though.
I know.
I'm actually not good at geography either. But, I mean, I do know the states that surround me, at least. But that's just me.
Well, it's like if you say, you know, Oklahoma or Iowa. I don't know where the hell that is. It's like in the middle of something.
At least you're honest. No. I mean, you know, the average person doesn't know it. There's a map game that they used to pass around the forums, and you'd have to take the states, and you'd have to put them in like the blank map. And I remember when I did it, I had a very hard time until I got a certain states and spot. But yeah, I'm not good at geography either. I mean, I do know where like the general things are, but not very good. We probably shouldn't be admitting this though, because people aren't going to take us serious, Kevin. They're going to think that we're stupid because you teach on your geography test. And well,
why do we have to need to know this? Like, that's why we have Al Roker and weather people. They know where the states are because they're going to be like, oh, there's
Al Roker and weather people.
Yeah. Like, they need to know that stuff. And
I bet that's true.
I bet if you went to Tom Brokaw and you showed him that map, I bet you like $1,000 his ass couldn't put in all the states. And he was from NBC Nightly News, like NBC Nightly News, like that Tom Brokaw impression. Like,
that was nice. That was a nice little slur there. I feel like Tom Brokaw might know. I feel like he might know, but I feel like that Bill O'Reilly may not.
Probably not.
Probably not.
If he doesn't know what "to play us out" means, then probably not.
No. That'd be funny. That'd be funny to take a blank map to Bill O'Reilly.
Be like, "What up, Bill? Come on, do it. Do it live.
Do it live.
So, Lee, we gonna get you up here in January, or what's up with that? Put some peer pressure.
Oh my God, you did that on the air.
Yeah,
that's,
I did.
That's tough.
Remember last year when you were like, "Hey, I'll totally be able to perform better this year." I know, not perform for Mike Boyle's winter seminar.
Like, okay.
Where's Lee?
It's not that I don't want to. I'm working, and I'm a workaholic. That's just it's the way it is. But no, I am going to be, you know what, I am going to be doing that. Going to be starting traveling video podcasts in May. So I definitely will. Yeah, I'm going to be starting that in May. Like, I actually, we're putting together like an actual crew and everything. So I will be up there in like May, June, July, whenever like the schedules fit for, you know, obviously I'm not just going to show up on your door. Although I might, if I have like
my mom answers the door
memorabilia or something to give you as like a surprise.
Oh, I totally know.
Which I got you a killer Christmas present. You're going to love it.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
Is it Back to the Future trilogy on Laserdisc? Because I already got that.
Back to the Future-esque. That's all I'm going to say. Look how happy
it flux.
I was so disappointed because there was one thing that it was an eBay thing, and I was looking at it and I was like, oh God, like, don't let me get outbid. And as I love you, I don't love you that much. And it got insane. And I was like, oh no, it was like a thing, but I can't tell you what it was because it might tip you to what the other thing I ended up getting was.
Lee, you don't get this because I honestly, like, I don't sleep when I'm anticipating something. Like, we were talking before the show, like, I couldn't sleep last night because, well, I didn't say this, but I couldn't really sleep last night because I got a laptop.
Something? Yeah.
And I knew I was going to talk to you today.
Well, I see, that's good. Well, I did. I got you a really killer Christmas present.
Is it because of those pictures that I'm sending? Is that like,
damn right they are.
It's a good back picture this
Christmas
morning, too.
Presents like half naked pictures of Kevin.
Yeah. You get to see how uneven my back is.
Sorry. Yeah, it was looking a little uneven.
It's been like that for a while.
Yeah. You're working on it?
Oh my God, guys. Stop sending in questions for this podcast.
Rock stars.
Man, I literally have, in the last hour and a half, we've probably gotten close to 45 questions.
That's fucking awesome. I just cussed.
That's all right.
It was a whisper cuss, so we can just bleep it up.
All right.
I'm ready.
Okay. Did I have anything I had to mention? Oh, let me just look at the show notes from. We'll get back to the mailbag next week, but we're doing a special Destination Abs edition today. Oh, that's not good. Document not found on Google. Okay. I love Spike. That was in the outline last time, so I just wanted to say that. I've been doing a lot of Spike lately. Oh, and we get a question about that, too.
Yeah, the dear caffeine obsession.
Someone doesn't like my caffeine intake. They think I'm hurting myself, so.
No. Man,
all right, let's do this. So, again, what we're going to do, I kind of solicited for a bunch of emails, questions before before we recorded this, literally like 2 hours before we started recording, or maybe an hour and a half at this point, sent out a newsletter, and you guys are clearly interested in what this is about. So we will go to, we're going to try to get through as many as we can, time permitting. Mm. And we will see what happens. So the first one that we have, which is putting together a bunch of questions into one, because a lot of people ask this, and I thought we talked about it on the podcast, but I guess we didn't. More or less saying, why now? Why right on the precipice of the holidays? I'd use that because I think I wanted to expand my vocabulary. Aren't you setting yourself up for failure? And Lee, you and I talked about this through email.
Yeah.
We're like, Lee, you know, maybe we should wait because there's lots of good food out right now. And
But you know, the thing is, it's like you still, did you not still get to have your Thanksgiving? And then some?
Epic. Oh, God, it was, like, I didn't know people could eat as much as I ate. Like, I would be surprised if I didn't hit 15,000 calories on back-to-back days.
That's awesome.
Like, it was just like, oh, man, I'm finally not so full where I would throw up if I had, if I ate something right now. So that means I can eat more. So I'm going to have, oh, look, we got a whole apple pie left over, like an apple crisp pie. Like, it's not an apple pie. Like, there's crisp, like, oatmeal stuff on top.
Oh, yeah.
You know
those
what I'm
are
talking
awesome.
About?
Yeah, oh. No, those are so good. Like, those are amazing.
People are
those
starving. Are if people are starving, you know, in Africa,
yeah, just,
I can
just ship those
face.
Over, just one, and it'll feed like a village.
That's true. It's enough calories in one of those things to, you know, feed a family for a month, but.
It's like pie on top of pie, and nothing is more fattening than pie is anyway, just normally, but then just throw a whole another crust like right on top of it with like brown sugar and crispiness and yeah.
Okay. I'm not at the point where I'm watching the Food Network this time around, but I feel like I might be getting to that point. But basically, you know, I emailed Lee it must have been 5 or 6 weeks ago now, and it was just like, yeah, let's. You know, I feel like I'm starting to. I feel like I have my time off. You know, I was able to pretty much keep the results that we got from the first time around, and you know, I was eating quite a bit, especially on the weekends. Like I would take a Saturday cheat day and turn it into a Saturday half a Sunday cheat day, because you know I have food left over. You know, I didn't feel like. You know, when you're not eating healthy, you don't really feel like preparing something healthy the next day. If that makes any sense to people out there, you just wake up and you don't want to make eggs because you're like, oh, screw that. I'm really not that hungry. I'm just going to like throw something easy together and just go back and watch Sports Center. It's Sunday morning. Mm.
Yeah.
Questions. But I guess that, does that answer it, Lee? Do you think we covered that?
No, yeah. And like you also, you know, the thing is, and we talked about this when we did the round table, the brief round table, but you know, it's not, you get Christmas. Like, you know, I have scheduled four complete days off around Christmas. So the 24th.
Holy crap. Nice.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, like you get Christmas, you get Thanksgiving and you know, it's the holidays don't have to be every day, just a complete feel fest. You know, you can have your days of eats. I don't know what that was.
I'm opening my new laptop.
Are you really? Are you serious?
You're talking, Lee. I'm not talking right now. I can open it. It's just taking off the plastic.
Anyway, I think that it's good to have goals during hard times, not to use the hard times as an excuse to slack. But that's, you know, so that's me. I think that it's a good time to set those things up. You muted, didn't you?
I didn't mute, Lee. I'm right here. All right.
You muted to open your breath loudly. You can open it. I don't care. The next question, mute and open your laptop.
I know. It's open. I have it. I just wanted to see what... I'm just such a weird person.
No.
Lee, this next question is for you. I'm gonna ask you. What are your thoughts on preserving muscle while dieting? BCAAs, lots of protein? Thanks, Kyle.
Well, essentially, every person, based on size, based on body mass, things like that, has a different, what we call like an essential protein intake. That's what I called like an essential protein intake. And different So different bodies, different sexes need different things, training experience. Different diets need different amounts of protein. So, you know, when you ask a question like that, you're asking a very broad-based question to a degree, because there isn't a one answer. Like, every, you know, the generalized answer is, you know, everyone can eat roughly 0.8 to 1 gram per body weight in protein, and just leave it at that. And it really is, it's not that that is a bad answer. It's a general consensus. It's definitely an easy staple to stand by. But you can also, you can start to get more advanced in it, and it really just depends on what your training is and what your diet is. The more extreme the diet, the more extreme protein intake is going to need to be in order to preserve lean mass. And the more you know, extreme your training, the more protein intake you may need. And you know, there's a lot of conversation about this, and there's a lot of debate. You know, some say that bodybuilders, for example, don't need, you know, like 300 grams of protein a day in order to fulfill their requirements. And that technically, you know, through science, that we don't see this. And there isn't a specific scientific literature that says, oh, you know, you need that high of a protein intake in order to build. But then that's when the kind of real world, you know, anecdotal evidence comes in, and you have to say, well, you know, I really have seen these things, I've trained these things. And I think that, you know, doing this kind of intake for mass can have reasoning towards the same area, though. There's a lot of research that says, you know, we need even less protein intake than when necessary, a lot of, you know, kind of nutritional bodybuilding gurus are saying. So, you know, as far as branched chain amino acids, I really don't feel that for them they're necessary. I think if you're getting adequate protein intake, you're getting your branched chain amino acids from the protein that you're eating. But it's not something that you can't use. I mean, you can use it. It's kind of an insurance policy. There certainly would be no need to use it, you know, any sort of bulking phase whatsoever. The only way you could ever think of throwing that in is if you were doing an extreme deficit diet and you wanted to throw them in to make sure that you were protecting, preserving mass as much as possible, and just being really, just really overly paranoid. So I don't know. Did I answer that? Is there anything more specific you think?
No, I think that's good. And, you know, I'll quickly mention that in terms of what we've been doing, the only time I've ever used branched chain amino acids, I've been actually sipping on like ice during my cardio sessions. Ice, blackstarlabs.com, mentioned the Fitcast. And it, you know, it's just something to sip on. And especially I feel like it helps just, it helps me in terms of hunger sometimes to kind of sip on it. It kind of keeps me full, just throwing in, you know, a couple scoops of ice and some creatine and some superfood. Just kind of hits the spot. If I feel like I'm, you know, 2 hours after I eat something, I'm already, you know, feel the stomach growling. And that's usually after I have something light, like a, you know, just a turkey with a, you know, one of those Joseph low carb pitas. Like I find like 2 hours after that, I'm kind of like, oh, okay, I need something in my stomach. But yeah, that's the only time I've really used them for anything that we've done together. So, so here's a question from Jessica M. What's the deal with all the caffeine in Kevin's diet? He is always talking about Spike and green tea on the Fitcast. Isn't this going to be an issue when he comes off the diet?
I like how she thinks that you're not going to drink all your Spike when you're not on the diet anyway.
Well, I think I mentioned on like Facebook or something that I had 2 Spikes on one of the days and I had like chest pains. So 2 is too much. But one, I've been having one every day, whether it's a training day or it's an off day. Because I just need... Especially, I find that, you know, my off days, which are, you know, my big off days, like my really, really low calorie days.
Yeah.
I just don't, I can't have fun without that energy. Like, I can't enjoy things. Like, even I can't sit there and watch a movie if I feel like crap. So I drink a Spike and I have energy for the next 4 or 5 hours and I feel awesome. It's like, what's, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with feeling awesome. And it's caffeine, it's Yohimbe, and it's green tea. I'm not dead yet.
No. I mean, you know, as far as a technical standpoint, there's nothing, you know, I mean, there's, you know, the only thing that caffeine can be an issue for a lot of people is if they had any sort of special medical condition, which you don't, or if they're just really sensitive to it and they get anxiety from it or respond to it in bad ways. Like caffeine, it makes me incredibly jittery and hyper. And sometimes I don't like how I feel when I have like large amounts of caffeine intake. So, you know, I keep my caffeine intake low, but I mean, some clients of mine chug it like crazy. Others, you know, don't use it at all. It just depends. But there's absolutely nothing dangerous about it. Unless you have any sort of conditions, you should be fine. Or unless you, you know, go crazy on it and mainline it like Kevin does with Spike.
I'm not abusing it. Like caffeine has, no, shut up. Caffeine doesn't have that much of an effect on me. All right. I had like four cups of green tea. I woke up at 6 a.m.
That was
today.
Such a user statement. That was such a like addict kind of statement.
All right, I forgot. I know. Go watch Intervention and get some tips on how to help me. All right. So the this morning I had four cups of green tea between 6 and like 8, and then I had a spike at 9, and I lifted. Felt fine. Had tons of energy. You know, some days I will literally have a spike, and 30 minutes later, I will feel like I'm going to fall asleep.
I mean, I will say, just because we are talking to the public audience, that there is a dependence issue with caffeine intake.
Sure.
I mean, it is a drug, you know, and it can be. So, you know, there is a dependence issue with it. If you stopped using it after using it for a long time, there would be a withdrawal effect. But I will say that it can be the same thing for carbohydrates, but it's stronger with caffeine. But, you know, so to anyone listening, I mean, you do have to exercise, moderation, and, you know, things like that. But there's all that conversation about, you know, what it does to your adrenals, and too much caffeine can do things to your, you know, your nervous system and all that kind of stuff. And I think that's a little going too far. I think that would be more extreme in rare cases of things. But anyway, I just wanted to throw out just a little bit of a health statement.
Sure. And I'm, you know, don't do what I do just because I say I do it. That wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, if you did what Kevin did, I mean, you'd be cheating off of your geography tests and downing caffeine all day long.
Yeah, I feel like I'm doing all right. Do you want to? Do you have that email open with some of the questions that I sent at 10:16? Where it starts,
yes,
with the question for me. I mean, we might as well kind of swap back and forth questions. I just didn't.
Oh, okay. The Kevin, are you comfortable? Question.
Yes.
Okay. I got it. Okay. So, Kevin, are you comfortable with the rate at which you've affected your body composition change? Would you have wanted to get leaner faster or slower? Why? How does this compare to the program design? I don't really know what that means.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But okay. I think this is awesome. I think, you know, Dan John said it before, Lee said it before, like 30 days, just go balls to the walls. And, you know, just cut as much fat as you can in 30 days. And, you know, it's, if you definitely feel like you need to lose the weight, it's something that's easy to do. Once you get past the first week, even just going after Thanksgiving, like this past Saturday and Sunday was, you know, I'm like, oh man, I feel like I should be eating something bad for me right now. But it's, I think what we've been doing so far, like Leah's been awesome in calorie calculations. I don't feel on my training days, I can have awesome training sessions, and you know, my low days, like I have a couple of cardio days where I have a couple more calories than my low days, but, I feel good. Like do I sound like I'm falling asleep right now?
No,
exactly. And I think if you look at the pictures, I just sent Lee new pictures this morning, and,
that's really good.
Yeah. It's
going to post them up.
Like it's not a lipo 6 ad where you see a dude lose 800 pounds and, you know, a guy who's already starts at 8% body fat, puts on 20 pounds and drops it immediately. Like that's not what's going to happen.
Yeah, and I think the thing is too, and I want to interject, is that one, you know, if you look at your you know, because when we initially started talking about this, like, you had done a lot of different kind of programs, and the progress.
I was a hopper back in college.
And the progress that you had seen had been very minimal to your, you know, liking. And, you know, when you started doing this, you know, you've lost a significant amount of weight. And also, has it been like as if we've been doing it straight from the beginning to now? I mean, there was a severe break period. Mm-hmm. And I think that your progress, if you look at the time in which that you've actually been doing the program, I mean, it's actually not been that long. And the progress has been very fantastic, and you've done like a great job.
Yeah,
so.
I think we went really like 4 or 5 months.
Yeah,
or maybe four and a half months.
Yeah, the first round. Yeah.
And then I took off a couple months. I went on vacation for 5 days, and I stuffed my face for 5 days, and I went on the beach, and I felt good, like I was, it was totally like the first time. I would almost say in my life that I, you know, felt okay to go on the beach, and I had no problem, you know, taking off my shirt with like my girlfriend and stuff. Like, it was awesome. And, you know, it definitely was like, yeah, this was, I just worked for 4 months, and Lee put in 4 months of work, and it worked. It paid off. I got that, you know, I think one of the biggest things you can get from this, you know, it's nice to tell, you know, your friends are to, you know, put in their signature on a form that you're 10% body fat, but no, excuse my language, but who gives a shit unless you're, you know, you feel good about it. Like, that was the big take home thing. I'm like, man, I just feel so much better. And even right now, you know, I probably don't look as good as the best that I looked at the, you know, the end of the 4 months that, or 4.5 months that we started in the first real batch of this, but you know, I still feel pretty good. My clothes still feel a hell of a lot better than they did in January, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, during that time, there was a lot of period of time in which that you ate much higher.
Lots.
Much higher. You know, and you know, so, I mean, you know, people, because a question I get a lot, and I'm going to be honest, it's like people are kind of like, you know, why is it taking so long? Or is this like as fast as it should be? And it's like, did you have to understand, like, one.
Well, it's like that blog post that you got where people were flipping out.
Yeah. And it's like, this is not, you know, you don't have an extreme amount of mass. You are not one of those, like, for example, like, if you look at the T-Nation transformations, like, mm-hmm. If I could pick my ideal, I would not pick you for like a public transformation, because, you know, you're not naturally just really stacked, and it's just a matter of taking off like, you know, 20 pounds and you're gonna like, you know, just melt away into like this huge like guy that's, because you've been bulking and lifting and bulking and lifting for like, you know, 20 years, you know, like that's not you. You've been the opposite of all of that. And we have to be a little bit more careful. Like, you know, I can't put you on an all liquid diet and then just, you know, cross my fingers that the 10 pounds of mass isn't going to matter because you have enough to account for. You know, it's not one of those kind of things. We have to be careful. So we've done strategic things. We've gone really high. We've done many bulking sessions, and now I'm comfortable with just going into more of a cut. So we're going to see more dramatic pictures, I think, week for week than even before, because we're doing basically some really straight cutting now. But I think that your results have been fantastic, and I think that you look great. And, you know, the last pictures are, in my opinion, that you just sent are better than the ones that are before. So we're definitely moving into a new space.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so. I think, you know, one of the, oh God, I lost my train of thought. I'm going to go to the next question, from Gary. One quick question: as a 55-year-old, what variety of ab exercises can I do to develop a six pack? I've changed my diet and working out 4 days a week. Need some new ab exercises, not the old sit-ups, crunches. And we got a bunch of ab questions, like,
yeah,
ab exercise questions for this podcast. And, you know, there's two parts to this that I want to hit on, Lee. And that's one, like, you're like, Kevin, you know, when we started that mass phase, you're like, Kevin, you're gonna have to do, you know, flexion.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to have to happen. You actually have to do, you know, cable crunches. You're going to have to do that. You know, everyone, thank God I'm not an athlete, so I don't have to go into the, you know, gym and do planks all day. I don't have to do that. And I think that's something that was hard for me to grasp at first. And Like, I was even doing those cable crunches that first week, and I was just locking in that arch. Like, I would not lip my back round whatsoever. And so that's one thing. And I guess the other thing, Lee, that you can talk about, ab exercises. People want to do ab exercises to get abs. Discuss.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tricky topic, especially when it's in discussion with, you know, people that, you know, Boyle and Cressy and all them, because there's definitely a league of people in which that feel that you should not do any direct ab work or any sort of flexion work or things like that, that the ab should come strictly from support, like, you know, from deadlifts or from squats, and that there really isn't a need to do any sort of specific ab training. But the problem is that it's a muscle like anything else. And if you're trying to gain an aesthetic look to that, and if you're trying to gain mass to that area, you have to work it directly. And it doesn't mean that you have to, you know, start doing, you know, floor crunches or anything like that. I mean, there are smart ways that you can add mass, but I mean, there do need to be ab exercises that are implemented. You know, I like to do them more at the end of sessions after a lot of, you know, good strong core work, but it does need to be added. So it's a bit of a topic that is almost taboo. And like in some circles, it's like, oh, it's a have to. And then in other circles, it's a nod. It's almost like, you know, the squat argument and conventional squats argument. It's never going to be something that you're going to find like a general consensus where everyone agrees on. But so I want to throw that out there that there is, you know, there's a lot of controversy when it comes to that. And I do stand on the side of doing, you know, direct ab work and but as far as the exercises that go for it, I think that you can get a lot more creative than just your standard crunches, and I think that there's things that are better for it. I like cable crunches. They're one of my favorites because you can add a significant amount of weight to it and challenge direct work versus a lot of other exercises like your standard sit-ups and crunches and things like that. I just don't think they're as useful. I like rollouts. I think that rollouts are great, and you can do a lot of challenges with rollouts, and just the body weight alone creates a significant amount of resistance. And then you can try, you know, weighted vested rollouts and continue the increase of progression in that way. So those are just two particular exercises that I really like to work with. But as far as, you know, seeing the abs or getting the abs, that's when it comes to dieting down. And I mean, it is all diet, you know, in the aspect of the reveal, but there has to be something there to reveal. So that's where it comes in. You know, people are like, abs are all made in the kitchen. It's like, yes. I mean, in the sense of seeing them, they are, but there has to be something there to reveal in the first place. Mm-hmm. And let me throw out that, like, if you started out as a lean guy when you're young, right? You start out as a lean guy, and throughout the years you ate, you lift, you know, you eat, you lift, you eat and lift, and you eat and you lift. And you've done those things, chances are you have created enough mass naturally through all the supporting workouts that you've done, through the squats, through the deadlifts and all those things. And you're the type of person that did not need direct ab work in any way, shape, or form, because you put on mass very evenly through your body as you aged, as you grew up, as you ate, and you are the kind of, you built the perfect thing. But that's not what the majority of people are. The majority of people were inactive or overweight or did not take advantage of that golden opportunity of like building time. And now it's time for them to try and make up to where they didn't have that as growing up. Does that make sense? So when you have that, you have to do the things that necessarily, you know, someone in that position didn't have to do in order to add mass in other places. And you have to become more strategic. And that's when it's thinking outside of the, you know, stereotypical box and going, okay, I wasn't blessed with these things, or I didn't grow up doing these things. I didn't hit that golden time. So now I'm going to have to try and alter things the best I can and do what I can. So that's what we're looking at. And when you get lean and you start to do your bulk and you start to do these things, you will have to do less direct work, and it can be more back to the primary lifts that you love and the kind of training that you love, because you're going to be able to eat a large amount while doing those things, and it'll be easier to gain the lean mass. So does that make sense to anyone that would be listening to it as well?
Did anyone? Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to say something that's really funny. All right. And I think a couple months ago, I don't know if I was talking to you, Lee, or if I was talking about this on the podcast, but, you know, I said I felt a hell of a lot better in terms of mobility. Like, my hips felt awesome, you know, after we finished. And now my hips hurt again as my dog comes into my room. You know, the one thing I'm actually starting to kind of realize is, you know, was it all the extra time I spent in mobility, or was it the body part splits where, you know, I wasn't training lower body 3 times a week?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little bit of both, because if you know, there's nothing wrong with doing the aggressive lower body work. It's like, there's nothing wrong with the squatting and the benching and all that kind of, it's not like that that's like a bad thing, you know. But what I find most of the time is that when you take people out of doing all the full body direct works, and this is just true, and then you get them reset up to go back into it properly, mm-hmm. they succeed so much better. So, you know, a lot of people, you know, they give me a hard time because they're like, oh my God, like, you're putting me on body splits. Like, I don't do body splits, but it's like, you don't understand. Like, just, you know, just do this. Just do some mobility work. Like, let's get into some body work. Like, let's hit some issues that are lagging a little bit and really pick things up, and then move back into that kind of training and see how you feel. And then if you're not responding as well, or, you know, if you're responding better, great. Then, like, let's move forward and progress. But if not, like, let's back off on certain things, see where your problems are, you know, and tweak here and then fix and go back in. And it just, in my opinion, it isn't as simple as simply, okay, well, let's throw in some foam work, let's do some mobility drills, and then you can start to do, like, you know, front squats. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't work that way. Like, for the average person, they're just messed up. We're so messed up, you know. And I remember talking about this with Mike Roberts and some, but you know, we're just absolutely so messed up, and you can't expect people to go in and do a lot of these things. And so it's why when I hear like an article, like Boyle's article or something, on this one hand, I'm like, you know, yeah, like practically every person I know cannot do conventional squats. They can't do it, and they shouldn't be doing it. But I think there's also the flip side, in which that you can build someone up to be able to do those things if you just train them properly and you condition them properly. And to get to that point, if it's needed for their exercise program. And I think that sometimes it's doing things that are taboo to the athletic coach world. Mm-hmm. And it takes doing those things sometimes. But, yeah. I don't know. That's gotcha. Me. Yeah.
I totally installed a hard drive into my new laptop as we were talking.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Hey, I got a question for you, Lee. Okay, this question's for Lee. I noticed Kevin said on Facebook, I'm not stalking him on it. Yes, you are, Sally.
Sure. Sally.
That he had 3 days eating 1,400 calories, and I was wondering why his intake is so low. And that wasn't true. It wasn't 3 straight days. I know that 1,400 calories isn't that low, but I thought that seeing as Kevin is a young, active male, he might be able to eat a fair bit more than that and still achieve a decent deficit. Could you maybe also talk about the different ways the deficit can be achieved, small deficit daily versus a few larger deficit days? Which method do you prefer with your different clients? There's a lot of questions. Thanks for... Okay, so basically...
Just go play with your computer while I answer the question. Go on. Okay, so what I like in general is... Well, first, Kevin is only doing that on his rest days. He's only has 1,400 calories on his rest days. So that's not...
Oh, shit.
Are you serious? Like, can you not just at least be quiet? Okay. So he only has 1,400 calories on his on his rest days. The majority of his calories are based on his training days. So he has higher calories on his training days. And the reason why I didn't put, you know, I know that Kevin comments about his calories sometimes. But the reason why I don't put his actual, like, specific diet up and what I do, it's not because I think there's anything wrong with it or anything. It's just some people might take it upon themselves to do his diet. And I don't think, you know, when people post up their diet, like, oh, what's your diet? I want to know what your diet is. And so I can do your diet. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with it at all, because it's not...
I've got so many questions from friends and people on Facebook asking, you know, can you send me your diet so I can do it too? I'm like,
yeah,
no.
And it doesn't work that way. And the reason it doesn't work that way is because, one, it's very specific to you, and it's not in any sort of, like, I'll refrain from using a reference. It's not in any sort of, like, you know, laboratory-like tested way in which that Kevin Larrabee has a very specific metabolic-type diet. It's not in that sense, but it's based around, you know, what I think, based upon Kevin's activity, what we've talked about, what I know to be just from what I've worked on with people in general. Like, I know what his job is, and I have more insight specifically into the kind of work he does because we kind of have the same kind of jobs. But, you know, I know what his job is. I know the things that he do. I know what he does in his off time as well, you know, kind of generally speaking. So I have a good idea of the kind of calories that I can, what points I can take him to, how low that can be and how high it can be as well. So it's not just the low days that are important, it's the higher days too. So Kevin's diet could be disastrous for somebody else, or it could be not enough for another person. It's very particular, and it depends very much on what your activity is. As far as cycling, for men, I like cycling throughout the week a lot more than I do for the women. For the women, on average, it seems that they respond more to straight deficit days mixed with higher days. So the cycling is a little bit more spaced. Like, whereas for me, like with Kevin, he has like a two different training day diet, calorie specific days. And then he has a cardio day, and then he has like a rest day. So all the different days require different caloric needs and different nutrients. Whereas for a female, and that's general for what I would do for male. For a female, I have to be honest, most of the time they respond, but I've seen they respond best to at least five straight days of dieting down without any sort of upcycling. And granted, this is just usually because of water weight fluctuations are more extreme, it seems, with my female clients. And then two specific straight high days, period, that are focused on not a refeed based, but that are focused on definitely higher days around rest days. And so it's usually a Monday through Friday is very low, and then a Saturday, Sunday is higher. It's what I generally do. It's not what I do all the time though, but it's what I find responds with best. And I also find that there are other things that respond better, even longer lapses of straight dieting down with higher or longer refeed periods of time. It just really kind of depends on your system. So when you're looking to lose the last 10 pounds, it depends on how you respond. You know, if you're someone who seems to lose muscle mass easily, and I don't mean just deflating from lack of carbohydrates and, you know, glycogen depletion, because usually people think they've lost muscle when really they've just lost some glycogen, and the second that they eat and lift and pumps it back up, they'll be fine. But if you really do notice that you lose like a lot of muscle, then you really just can't chance it. You've got to go at it slow. For the most part, especially in females, it's not too big of an issue. I'd say that you can get away with more extreme deficits than what you might have previously thought. Just really based on your energy expenditure and your activity level versus with your training. So I think that I answered that. But yeah, it just depends. It depends on you, and it depends on what you're doing, and it depends on how you respond. And I will say that I find that men respond better to more cycling during the week of just bouncing days and can respond well to that. And women seem to respond better to more straight dieting from what I have seen on average. But it doesn't mean that you can't put the women on the exact same things and there can't be similar responses. It's just, it has to do more with water fluctuations in psychology. But it also seems to be weirdly, it seems that straight down dieting induces more of a release of the whoosh, if you will, of the water fluctuations. And I can't really quite figure out why, but it just does. I don't have an answer for the mechanism, but it just what seems to happen. Water is funky, and I don't quite understand it. It's a crazy little thing, electrolytes.
Yeah. I'm going to go into the email and try to poke around a little bit and see what other questions we got. We got one from Roger. It says, Lee, how do you assign protein amounts according to the deficit that people are on? Also, are you a fan of low volume, high intensity resistance training when in an extreme deficit?
Well, I talked about the protein basically earlier, and if you want to hear like my guide, I guess, like there's different, you know, different diets are different things. Like obviously if you're doing a ketogenic diet or if you're doing a protein, modified, you know, fast diet. I mean, whichever one that you're doing is going to have kind of different requirements. But I always tell people that there's an essential, you have kind of your essential nutrient intake. And I list this out in Body by Eats, and it will also be listed out in the new revision of Fat Loss Troubleshoot. It's actually not in the version of Fat Loss Troubleshoot right now, but I put it in Body by Eats because it's something that I wanted to talk about. But basically, there's, you know, if you look at research, if you look at studies, if you look at things that require us to be healthy, all these kind of things, they come together until we can get kind of rough, and I am saying rough, figures of what we need on an average day of intake in fat, carbohydrates, and protein. Obviously, if you're lifting, if you have any sort of differential like supplement intake or drug use or things like that, these things can change. But I call them essential calories. You know, it's no different than needing essential amino acids or essential fats. But I call them essential calories based upon muscle retention. So we have like our daily requirements for just general health. And these are your basic requirements based upon, you know, trying to maintain as much lean mass as possible and maintain like an athletic physique, if you will, or a healthy physique with maintaining lean mass. So in that, my requirements for fat loss, I'm scrolling in so I can read it exactly as I put it from the book. My minimal macronutrient intake for fat loss in protein would be 0.6 grams to 0.8 grams times your body weight. For carbohydrates, it would be 0.2 grams to 0.3 grams for times weight in pounds in grams. And then for fat, it would be 0.25 grams to 0.35 grams in your weight in pounds. So it would, you know, that's roughly what your essential macronutrients are. That I would do for fat loss, no less than. That's your no less than point. You go less than that, and not going to say you're going to lose mass or that you're going to, underperform, but that's an absolutely no less than. So if we did the math on, say, a 170-pound man, here's how it breaks down. You would have 102 grams of protein or roughly 408 calories of protein. Carbohydrates, you would have 34 grams of carbohydrates or 136 calories of carbohydrates. For fats, it would be 42.5 grams of fat or 382 calories in fat, giving you roughly 926 essential calories for your day, right? So that is like the calories you can't mess with. You have that caloric intake. You can't mess with those calories. Those are calories that you absolutely have to have. Mm-hmm. There's no a ding dong here. Substitute that there. From there, though, let's say in the day you were trying to hit, like, you know, Kevin has a rest day and he's like, oh, you know, I have to hit this or this, that, and the other. You have X amount of calories to add on top of that. So if in a day you're trying to hit, 1,700 calories or something like that, then you have, you know, that many calories to do really whatever you want. The more afraid you are of losing mass, put it towards protein, put it towards, things like that. The more you're less concerned with it. And, you know, if you're a female and you seem to adjust the dieting down very aggressively, then you can try actually tailoring more towards the fat and carbohydrates to see if it helps with energy levels, lack of T drops for thyroid lowering and things like that and adjustments. So, I mean, there's so many things that you can play with and do, and it's what I do with my clients, but that's kind of where I start. I start with the essential and I go from there. As for low volume, high intensity training, I like low volume and fat loss. I don't like, I'm really not a huge fan of a lot of volume and a lot of aggressive metabolic work in fat loss, to be honest. It's just not, I see so much better results with taking a more, really lift hard when you lift, but have it be broken into a few sessions, focus on a lot of general activity, and only implement extreme, you know, metabolic or cardio training when it's needed, and focus more on just movement. That's what I like. That's what I like more. I'd rather really focus on big lifts and even body part splits too. I mean, I'm not even gonna lie. Like I like more upper lower work or really focused lower days, really focused upper days. Maybe even just four times a week, but long rest periods. I mean, those are my favorite. If I had to say my favorite, it's an upper lower, 4 days a week, upper lower with lots of rest time, maybe some filler work in between, and lots of pre and post workout nutrition for that training session. And then when you need to implement cardio, do so, but try and get in as much general activity as you can and have the cardio be more, you know, I like it to just be whatever it is you enjoy. You know, like personally, I like sled pushes. I like medicine ball slams. I like things like that. I like jump ropes. If you can jump rope, which like no one can, but you know, stuff like that. So there we go. That's what I like.
Cool.
Well, generally speaking.
Let's see. The question from Aaron, we're going to skip. We'll deal with that later.
Sorry, Aaron.
Well, it's a question that doesn't really apply to what we're doing. all right. There's a question from LL, who I know sent me to, saying, that's from Lori, saying, hi, Kevin. I hope you're enjoying your inevitable level of accountability with this project. You've got cojones of steel for doing this in public. My biggest I disagree with that. I'll tell you about it. I'll tell you about it in a couple minutes.
I guess I'm gonna hear about it. Okay.
My big question for you and for anyone who's in a deficit for an extended period is, how do you deal with the hunger day in and day out, particularly the hunger that sets in at night after you've eaten your day's allotment of calories and you can't really do anything but suck it up until morning? Any tips or tricks that are helping you out? Thanks to both you and Lee for sharing the project with us. Good luck. In terms of the accountability stuff, the reason I did that is because it makes it easier for me, believe it or not.
Well, yeah, that's true. I'll give you that, yeah.
All right, so this, I wouldn't, you know, to be honest, yesterday I probably would have had some, like, Oreo cookies. You know, that sounds, like, right now, there's so much crap in my house because of the holidays. Like there right now, there's ice cream, there's Oreos all over the place. My mom's making, you know, seems like she's baking something every other day that is just like, Kevin, I bet I can get you to eat some of this. I bet I can. Here, I'm gonna cook it. You can smell it up at your room, right? You can smell that. I'm like, I literally have had to close my door sometimes just because, like, oh my God, that, like, right now every part of my body is like, let's survive, Kevin. Go get some food. You gotta survive. But in terms of the hunger, it's real. Like I said, it's really not that bad because I am super busy right now. I'm not. I don't have very much, like, just
idle time.
Sitting watching TV. Like I am like coaching kids. I got personal training clients, and I am like sometimes I am like, oh, holy crap, I haven't eaten in 3 hours. I got to fit in a meal right now. So I get to, you know, run in my bag and I get to grab something to eat real quick. Luckily, that is a very good situation to be in. But that's kind of where I'm at right now. And it's helping quite a bit. But in terms of the hunger stuff, some of the things that I found have helped out a lot. You know, the spike in just the caffeine in the Yohimbe has kind of helped my satiety. And lots of seltzer water, and I've tried to, and Lee warned me about this, but I've tried to cut back on my diet. So, like, I really only have it on the weekends, because of the artificial sweeteners. Like, it really does not help my gut at all. Like, it will, you know, kill every last active bacteria in my gut. I've even been like doing pretty heavy dosage of probiotics while we've been doing this, just to, you know, counteract that when I do. Like, I will have like 6 of those probiotic pearls on Saturdays and Sundays, just to, you know, counteract any of all the artificial sweetener I'm getting. And I do also get some from the protein powder that I use. But I spread out my meals. I spread them out. I literally eat every 3 hours. I might only eat 250 calories, but, you know, it's a really satisfying 250 calories. And this is going to answer another email that we got for people saying, what are like your favorite low calorie foods? I think it's one of the ones coming up, but we're not going to get to all the questions. But one of the best, like I can have this 3 or 4 times a day, and I will. Like, it is a thing of Chobani plain Greek yogurt, 14 almonds, because that is half a serving of almonds. It's about 14 grams. And I will do half a scoop of vanilla protein powder with a little bit of cinnamon. You stir that up, and that S is like heaven. Like that, you just honestly, like I will set it up. Like I am so weird, guys. And you guys, you people that diet, you will like know this. Like if you know you're gonna have some food, or you're not your cheat meal, you want to just make like the perfect moment, like to enjoy it. I will bring it upstairs to my room. I will set up. I will mix it up. I will find something that I would like to read on the computer. Like it could be, you know, news. It could be ESPN.com. It could be, you know, a new article that's out. It could be a video that I'm going to watch. You know, like I like to watch some videos on the computer, non-pornographic, get your minds out of the gutter. And then I will just be like savoring that. Something that I don't need to use my hands for. So I like to, you know, put something up that I can read or watch and just be like, oh man, this is just so amplifying this experience right now. Like it is awesome. And I sound like a psycho right now. And it's because...
No. I 100% agree.
Well, it's that thing you kind of get to, right? You know, you just...
And, you know, technically, I guess, you know, it's funny because, like, technically it's such a bad thing to, like, reinforce, you know, because you're creating, like, this really ultra happy moment with your food and with your, like...
Well, I will do that. Like, I will, like, get into habits where, you know, every, you know, Saturday I actually have free time and, you know, there's some videos, like, there's websites that put up videos that I like to watch and... You know, I will, like, sit down and be like, usually right now, I would be, you know, eating something. But I can't.
Yeah. No, I agree. But you know what? And the thing is you get to later. And that's what I think. I think people might listen to this and be like, oh, my God, dude, you're counting your almonds, like 14 almonds. And it's like, that's just insane. Like,
no, it just makes it easier for me.
But it's like, yeah, it's easy. And it's easier. And when you're done, you're done, yeah. You know, and you won't have to count the almonds anymore. And you can sit down to a bigger meal in front of your video and it'll be all good because you'll be done and you'll be lean and you'll be gaining mass and you'll still have abs to show it. So it all comes to a head. And I think, you know, if people can focus on that, too. It'll make it a little bit easier to get through the hard parts. And that makes a nighttime. It's like you sit there and it's like, oh God, like I'm so hungry. It happens to me. It happens to everybody. You're starving. You know, you're absolutely starving. And you're like, I'm so tired. I'm so hungry. I want to eat right now. But if you can just sit there and go, you know what? I just got to wait it out because when I'm done with this, I'm done. And that's it. That's it. You're done. So it makes it easier.
You know,
but I think
exactly
all those
what you're going to have, there's no way to be like, yeah. You know, I'm going to grab a handful and that like, it's like the peanut butter thing that you brought up, Lee. Like, you know, you think you're getting a tablespoon of peanut butter and you know, you're actually getting like 2.5 because you not only take a big ass scoop, but then you know, like, oh, you know, it's kind of a little around the edge there.
Yeah. You just
scoop
that up.
Clean it up, man. You want to make sure your peanut butter is nice and neat, you know?
Yeah. You know, it's, I have OC, you know, come on, you know, you got to make sure everything's all just perfectly, you know, maybe it's only just because of food, but no, I mean, I'm right there. It's funny because people are like, how did you come up with these things? It's like, hello, I came up with them because I did them myself. Yeah.
You learn by your mistakes, right?
I learned my own mistakes. Like I screw up stuff all the time and it just so happens I'm really good at investigating why I screw up so much, but you know, it's just one of those things, but yeah, you know, all those tips that you gave are great. And I think that for me, it's easier. And also research shown it's easier because of spikes and hunger and satiety that it's easier to just when you stop to eat, sometimes you just stop eating like you're done, you know, and just got to know that once that last meal's in, you've got to program in your brain. That's it. There's just no more. There's no more until morning. There's not grabbing a little bite of this. There's not grabbing, you know, a little snack of that. Like it's just done. And you've got to wait it out till morning and you're not going to die.
Yeah.
You're not going to die. You're going to be just fine. And you just got to wait till morning and then you start your day all over. And it sucks. It's going to keep sucking. But you'll get done and you'll be done with it. But yeah, I do that too, though. I sit down with my meal and I'm so happy. And I look at it and I watch my stuff that I want to watch.
Yeah, like you want to watch TV. You want to, you know, you're watching a movie or something. And that's why, you know, concessions at the movies are so huge. You're like... Like, it's so much more fun with popcorn and milk duds than just, like, a bottle of water.
It's very true. I agree. I give in to the bad psychological habits. Only because I take in the good psychological habits of knowing what I need to take in and that it'll be over soon. So there we go. Balance. Good job, Kevin.
Lee, what do you think? One more?
Sure. Let's do it. Do it live.
Sherry, super fan.
Sherry. Hey, Sherry.
She asked that question about the locale stuff. That's pretty much it. The Chobani that recipe that I just mentioned is the balls, and everything else is not as good. Like, I will, on some of my locale days, I will literally eat just Chobani. You know, it's probably bad, but I know that cup is 100 calories. Cup's 100 calories. I get some fat from my almonds. So I'm getting extra protein from that protein powder. I'm getting the active bacteria from that Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
And man, it's just so easy. It's exact.
That's your jam, as Sherry would say. That's she loves the word jam. I started saying it actually.
She must love the song with Michael Jackson and Michael Jordan. I was listening to that as I was lifting this morning.
You didn't have to go there. You didn't have to go there.
Okay.
You just lost you lost like 10% of your audience.
This question from Jesse. Said, this is a quick one. Could you possibly detail out a day or two of your menu during a cut? I get a little bored with chicken and broccoli, so I'm hoping you can offer some ideas to spice things up during a cutting cycle. Jesse, I haven't had chicken and broccoli once. I don't like people that just have chicken and broccoli and brown rice every meal. I think that is really stupid. I think that is... You're
also
just
not healthy.
No, yeah, it's setting yourself
up. And people don't realize it's not healthy.
Because it's in flex. They see it in flex. You know, I'm not calling you out, Jesse, but like... I literally know people that will have five friggin' meals of chicken, broccoli, brown rice. And I'm like, oh, great. Good luck with your joints. Have fun. Don't get any fat in your diet. But my menu is a lot of Chobani. It's egg whites. It's, some vegetables in my omelet and a little bit of light cheese. Sometimes I have some, turkey cold cuts from Trader Joe's, and I put that in a wrap. I like, for a lot of the stuff, it has to be quick. It has to be something I can eat quickly, because I, like I said, I'm not at Boston Sports Club where I'm working 20 hours a week. I am, working. I'm at Boyle's 50 hours a week. That's that. Do you have anything to add to that, Lee?
Obviously, I released a cookbook. I'm pretty big on the variety aspect of thing, and that wasn't a plug. But the thing is that a lot of people get confused about it. It's like, oh, okay, well, I'll eat chicken, I'll eat broccoli, I'll eat rice, or whatever thing that they cycle. And I actually can be very guilty of cycling the same thing like over and over again. But you need to realize that variety is what makes things healthy. Well, when you're actually eating nutritious whole foods, I mean, you can have a lot of variety of like, ravioli and like Eggo waffle cereal and that, but even then it would probably...
Oh man, that sounds good. Do you remember Waffle Crisp? Oh man.
Yeah, oh my God, they're just so good. Aww. I'm a big honeycombs person. I love me some honeycombs. Yeah. But, and there's these things called puffins. Have you ever eaten those?
Lee, do you know what I'm doing right now? I can't eat that.
Okay, that's I'm just saying. Helping. I can't either. Okay, just so you know. I mean, I'm right there with you. It's variety. If you eat carrots every day, you're not going to be healthy. You're not. It's because you're gonna miss out on nutrients. You eat just chicken breasts all day long, or just protein shakes, or etc. It's not healthy, and fat loss isn't healthy anyway. So you've got to try and get a variety in, but try and just base that variety around a realistic thing. If you don't like to cook, or if you need stuff to be fast, then try and get more creative with things. You can get a slow cooker and just throw it in there. I just recently stumbled upon a slow cooker. I don't know where I was for the last
100 years,
30 years of my, of my life.
I'm not
but
100 years old. I'm saying they've been around for quite a while.
Yeah. Well, I've missed out on that boat, and it's a really easy boat. You throw everything in there, you turn it up, and it congeals together somehow in this magical form of food, and you don't have to do anything really. So, you could do stuff like that and have it for later the next day, or you could just get into some wraps and throw a lot of veggies and meat into the wraps and just go. It doesn't have to be overly complicated, but at the same time, if you have the time to get more variety in your diet, I mean, the best foods in the world, if you talk to gourmet chefs, if you talk to people that really love food, it's simplicity, and it's about bringing out the flavor in that food. You know, it's simple items. It's asparagus, it's carrots, it's chicken, and it's done right. And it's about cooking it to its peak flavor. You know, you're not ever going to see a chef that, you know, is just amazed by his canned food or by, you know, a frozen food item or just by some, you know, plain things like that. It's about really bringing out the value of each food item that you can have. And so, yeah, I mean, I believe in variety. And if you're looking for variety, plug, you can always check out the Body by Eats. They have multiple recipes. We release them every month. So, but we just released another one, the slow cooker one, actually. So, but yeah, definitely getting more variety. For sure. It's healthy. It's healthier. You're going to get more balance of nutrients. And it's also less maddening because you actually get some variety and some taste. I would die. I couldn't lose fat eating like that. Like, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do the chicken breast broccoli thing. I couldn't do it. I like food too much.
Yeah, I just don't get it. It's honestly, it's like a torture device.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I mean, I know people that can, you know, do the whole, like, I you know, just eat to live thing. And usually they're not the ones having problems anyway. Yeah. But you know, I know people that can do it, and I'm just not one of them. I like to eat. I mean, I could be a heifer.
Dude, I honestly, if we didn't live in a society where, you know, or like health wasn't affected by your weight, I would be like, I would go downstairs and I'd probably start with some French toast.
Yeah. Which is a recipe you can find.
Damn right. That's what I brought up. I mentioned that in my review. I'm like, dude, I tried that French toast. Oh,
so good. French toast is cool. You know, you can throw in a little bit more extra egg whites too. You can pump up the protein content in it.
And then drink the batter when there's some leftover.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, we're crazy. People are like, oh. All right. If the questions that we didn't get to, we'll try to answer them on this upcoming weekend's podcast. So we'll try to do that up. And they're still, honestly, they're still pouring in. I have like Gmail set up so I can see 100 emails at a time. And more than half the thing is filled up with questions for this podcast. You guys showed up too late. Sorry.
That is awesome, though. Say thank you for them writing in, Kevin.
Thanks for writing in, guys. God, you're welcome for the answers.
You're such a jerk to the readers. You really are, and I think that you need to be called out on it. Like, that is awesome that many people have written in. You're like, I mean, God, like, oh, you guys keep.
How
writing.
Dare you write me emails after I
how
sent
dare
out,
you write?
I sent out a newsletter.
I asked you to. You know, that's just whatever.
You guys
should have
known to stop at 30. You guys should have talked to each other.
Yeah, sorry, I like guys. You.
I know, I love our listeners. So, you know, that's why, you know.
No, they like the abuse.
Send out free t-shirts. I'm just, they like. I don't think the only person I really called out is the chicken broccoli.
Yeah.
That's because that's a sore subject for me because I know someone that literally was like, yeah, I don't have my chicken broccoli today. I'm like, oh, dude, you're doing it wrong.
I love how chicken and broccoli can be a sore subject for you.
It totally is, and it was just like one of those people that would like ask me tons of questions.
I don't know, like, really one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Don't ask me questions unless you're gonna do what I tell you. You know, like not to sound like an ass, but it's like I'm surely you got questions or people who are like, how do I get abs? And you tell them how to, and they're like, no, I don't want to do that.
Oh my God, you don't even know. You don't even know. And like, what's funny is like it scales all the way down to like my family and my dentist. And it's just, it's everywhere. I don't even like when I meet people that I don't know, I don't even mention that I'm a trainer anymore. I'm just like, you know, I'm going to let things come as they may, because once I do, it's, oh my God, how do I get rid of my thighs? And then I'm like, I really think I've tried to master the 2-minute intro into fat loss. Like, I keep trying to get it like shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. Mm-hmm. And then I'll say it and they'll be like, yeah, but what about those Reebok Easy Tone shoes? And I'm like, oh my God, just, I can't do this anymore. I have to go. I have to go jump off a building right now. I just can't do it.
Speaking of going and jumping off a building, that's where we're going to end it. and they should be back on Sunday. You know, as always, thanks for listening to the show. Sorry for the abuse. That's just the low calories talking. It's not me personally, all right? I'm playing it on the calories.
That he wasn't having an issue with early on. And am I tired? No, I'm not tired.
No, well,
but
I'm
not
tired.
But I hate you all for writing into me questions. How dare you?
No, it's because I'm starting to crash. I have my post-workout stuff, and now I'm like, oh, I'm getting to that point where the sugar's wearing off. And
well, then let's go now, because you can get cranky.
I can get cranky. I might, I might just end it. I might have 3 spikes right now. Just end it.
I don't.
I'm just kidding. It's not funny. Shouldn't joke about that.
You have Christmas presents coming.
That's true. Oh, dude, Back to the Future. Why isn't that out on Blu-ray?
It's not?
No.
Are you serious?
That, like, speculation,
I mean,
is 2010.
That seems crazy.
2010 is the 25th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
Let's do it, guys. Rob.
That's pretty lame. You know they have to be. It has to be in
the
work.
Dude, the Bobs. Bob Gale. Bob Zemeckis. Let's do it. What do you need from me?
I said that the other day. Somebody brought it Back to the Future, and I mentioned Bob Zemeckis, and he looked like he was about to, like, ask me to marry him right on the spot.
Dude, that's what, you know, that I had this. This is so off topic. We're not going to talk about this. All right.
It's the end of the show. We can do whatever we want.
No, I think that's good. I got my new computer right here, and it's opened up, and I got to figure out how to get these things off the hard drive that came with it onto the new hard drive. So I'm going to do that instead.
That's just, okay. I didn't want to do it with you anyway.
Lee, I'm putting in a 500 gigabyte hard drive into my new laptop.
Get it. Okay,
shit's huge. And I'm messed up because I bought 2 hard drives, like a faster one and a bigger one. And I couldn't decide which one to use, so I ordered them both on Amazon just so to make sure I could have them both. And I'm just going to return the one I decided to use the 500 gig so I can have longer.
I'm going to let you go play with your toy now. Go.
All right. That's going to do it for this week's episode of the FitCast. You know, a little late this week, but it will be clocking in at about almost an hour and 45 minutes. So enjoy it. You can listen to a depressed and tired Jonathan Fast.
I can't wait.
It's honestly, it's like John and I talking about movies, video games, and TV for half an hour. So if you don't want to listen to it, end right now. Don't listen any further. As I say that, I love the listeners. I love you guys. And, you know, please go into iTunes, review us on iTunes as I ask for more. And thanks for everyone that picked up the FitCast Insider for 50% off. Because that is how we support the show. And, you know, that's how we pay for the bandwidth charge that I just got on my credit card this past month. It's been 2 years since the last time I bought bandwidth. So we had to buy some fat pipes to get you the podcast quickly. And, dude, our audience is growing, Lee.
Man, yeah?
We got like 25,000 unique visitors to the site.
Are you serious?
Yeah, for the month of November.
That's very good.
And the last podcast, it was just me. I think it was me, John, Nick Tuminello, got 6,000 downloads. Just bam, like in a week and a half.
That's awesome.
Like, you guys, thank you, for your new listeners too that have joined us. Go to the old episodes. I still get we got an email for the mailbag yesterday that when I woke up this morning at 6 a.m. I saw from bed. I like to read my email from bed and. It's like, yeah, hi, I'm a new listener, and I've been going back to the old episodes. I'm sure you didn't read this, but I'm only through the first 1 through 30. Like, 1 through 30, you went all the way back there? That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Do it up.
That's fantastic.
Although it has no Lee Peel.
No. I don't make an appearance until episode, 101 or something like that?
It's like the new class. It's Saved by the Bell, the new class, but good.
I just forced myself to become a cast member. It was instant love between me and Kevin.
It was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
And he needed
Needed a what?
Well,
a
female
touch? Well, that sounded a lot worse than I meant it to.
Yeah, really. We're going to go now.
Okay. See you guys next week. Take care. And iTunes, thefitcast.com, leapheel.com, bodybyeats.com. Do it up. See you next time. Hello and welcome to the off-topic discussion. John's here.
That was a fumble-rama.
Well, I'm not going to start again because we need as much content as possible this week.
I guess.
It is 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday night.
Yep.
Did the Giants win?
Giants won, man.
Nice.
Yeah.
Pats lost.
Did they?
Yeah, it's two in a row.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't see that. I saw Giants won. Rutgers lost in a heartbreaker yesterday.
Heartbreaker.
And, yeah, pretty much overall, it was a great game. But what do you call it? The Saints won in overtime.
I heard about that, yes.
Yeah. Against Washington of all teams.
Oh, wait, actually, you know what? You know, sports is fun, but let's talk flash forward for a second.
Yeah, pretty good episode.
I literally just finished it moments ago.
Pretty good episode.
Yeah, no, that was probably the best so far of the year.
Huh.
You don't think so? You finally got more information. Obviously, I mean, as many questions that were answered more.
Yeah, there were a good number of questions answered. I still think the episode where the agent threw himself off the building was the best.
Spoiler, yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, if they haven't seen it by now, that was like three episodes.
Might have some foreign listeners, though.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, we should probably...
That was crazy. Dude, that was a crazy episode.
Yeah, it was all right. Some of these episodes, I start falling asleep, though, because it's just like, oh my God, nothing is happening.
And for the five people that actually watched Dollhouse... Friday night's two-episode return was insane.
Are those the last two?
No, it is canceled, and which sucks. But you knew that was going to happen. It was a miracle that
Summer Glau was on, right?
Summer Glau was on. And she was fantastic.
She's awesome.
And yeah, and you think she's hot, and I'm kind of not really, but she looked pretty good.
Yeah.
But her character was fantastic. The episodes were phenomenal. Two of the best episodes of the series, and it looks like they're kind of putting it on high speed because they know they've got like seven more episodes or whatever before
Terminator
series is canceled.
The same thing.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. So they should have like a good solid end to the whole thing, and it was crazy. It was a little bit crazy.
Cool. I watched a lot of Blu-ray movies over the last like 48 hours. I think I talked to you about this last week, but I'm totally still adjusting to. Yeah, you're not going to be home for 55 hours this week, so you're not going to do anything. And when I get home, I don't want to do crap.
Right.
Like I sit at my desk and I, you know, catch up on the things that happened on the internet that day. But
yep.
I started. What was it? I think it was Thursday or Friday night. I started watching Terminator Salvation.
Okay.
Oh, no, it was the X-Files. I started the X-Files movie, the first one, on maybe it was Wednesday, and I can only get through like 50 minutes of it, and I started falling asleep. I'm like, oh.
Mm.
Like, it, you know, it's a transition, man. I'm just not ready for it.
Yeah, I haven't...
You haven't seen the original X-Files movie? From 1996?
No, I did see it. I did see it. It was a good movie.
Yeah. Or 98? 98, maybe?
Was it 98? It was right after the series ended.
No, it was in between the fifth and sixth seasons.
Oh, you're right. You're absolutely right. That was a good movie.
Yeah. And it still holds up. Like I was still crapping my pants. Not literally, but.
Oh, okay.
There's some scary scenes. It was very well done, and to see Mulder and Scully in prime form, and I even on that Amazon Black Friday thing, I ordered three seasons of the X-Files. Four, five, and six. So I'm going to start blasting through those, and I don't know how well they're going to hold up, but we'll see. I used to get so freaked out when I used to watch that as a kid. It would be on like Sunday nights, and it would be the last thing I'd watch before I go to bed. And I would like just at the end, I would always be like so scared. and then the end credits, there was always. Like a somewhat funny thing that they use for like the production company that would make me feel better, but I'd always be freaking out. I was just Man, that was a scary show as a kid.
It was. There were a couple episodes that you kind of like freaked out. Overall, that was an excellent series. And it's easy to forget how original it was, you know, other than like maybe, you know, if you look back at like Twilight Zone. But other than that, like there are a lot of shows now that borrow from that
Fringe.
Kind of. Yeah, well, Fringe is
Fringe,
like a
copy
direct.
Paste.
Oh, yeah.
Copy
yeah,
paste so. With instead of aliens, there's people from another parallel world.
Right. But yeah, that was a good show, man. That was a real good show.
It was. Where do you think Lee is?
I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and assume like North Carolina.
Come on and raise up. That's a rap song. Oh, and I also watched Fast and Furious yesterday and today. Again, it takes me like 2 days to watch things because I spent a good 8 hours of Sunday doing work. Like not even thick ass stuff. Like I've been doing some stuff on the side, some you know stuff on the streets, and I haven't had time to even sit down for 2 hours and watch Fast and Furious. But man, in Blu-ray, that is a good movie. Oh, I can't. If people like, I hate. I'm still. If I can't have Tony talk about movies on this show anymore because if he does, but. Oh, the acting in Lord of the Rings is far superior, and intellectually it's a much more diverse and sophisticated piece of filmography. Like, that's probably not even a word. And, you know, that, I have that, and what I've been doing is, originally I wanted to watch them in order. I was going to watch 1, 4, then 3, because that's, you know, that's how the timeline goes. It's really 1, 4, then 3. 2 didn't happen. But I skip 1. I went right to 4, and probably next weekend I'm going to watch Tokyo Drift again because it's just so good.
That's just amazing.
It's either that or you know I have other movies that are actually pretty good from Netflix sitting on my desk right now. Up in The Wrestler, which I have yet to watch.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Which The Wrestler?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah, I felt like I just didn't want to watch anything depressing today, and I feel like that's going to be a depressing movie.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Oh, and I also watched Terminator Salvation, and there's boobies in the unrated
that.
Version. Moon Blood Goods.
Oh, yeah?
Chest.
Hooray boobies.
Yeah, dude, she's smoking hot.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, you know what? I think I remember that, reading an interview with her, and she was saying how they cut that, and... It's good to know that the unrated version...
It's literally... It's 2 seconds of side boob.
Maintains all its cinematic integrity.
Yeah, but that's it. You know, that's a decent movie.
The Blind Side. I saw that last night.
Oh, with Sandra Bullock.
Yeah. Good movie.
How is the bull doing?
Good. She's doing pretty well. She looks pretty...
She's like
pretty
45,
good.
Right?
She looks pretty good. Yeah, she looks pretty good.
Well, she was in that movie with Van Wilder, which I didn't see, but I heard. She
oh yeah,
was
the
pretty
proposal.
In that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to have my ZMA right now. That's how late it is.
It is late.
I have to go to bed in an hour.
I'm freaking tired.
I'm not even going to edit this tonight. People aren't going to get this till like Tuesday or Wednesday.
Oh my God, Kevin.
Do you think I might do it? I don't think I will, though. Dude, I got to be up at 6:30 tomorrow.
How long does it take? Oh, hell yeah. How long does it take you to edit this crap? I mean, this incredible.
From editing to uploading to getting it posted on the site and iTunes, like an hour and a half.
Huh.
Yeah, so it's not like a hop, skip, and a jump. It's like a... Top skip in a 10-lap swim.
Yeah. Speaking of 10-lap swims...
Good transition.
Where's Lee Peel?
I don't know where the hell Lee Peel is. Lee Peel just sent me an email that says... I'm going to read it word for word.
I'm going to send Lee Peel a text message.
Hey, I just got this. I realize it's likely too late, but if you need me, I will be around tonight and tomorrow from 12 to 3. Well, we're not doing it tomorrow from 12 to 3 because I'll be at work.
So will I.
And then I sent him like, all right... Record it right now. Fast is in.
I'm going to send her a text message.
Tell her to hit up the Skype. You know, it's... I don't even know if we're going to get her out to Boston this year, either.
Skype. Yo. That's what I just sent her.
We Be Waiting.
Hmm.
Well, what else? What else?
God, I'm so tired. Oh, and I told the people on my Facebook that I would sing some nice caroling music. I lied.
You know, I've actually been... you know what's a good song? Like the last 15 years or 10 years or something like that. My family has gone to see the Christmas Carol at this place called North Shore Music Theater in Beverly. It's Massachusetts. It's like they don't do it anymore because there's no funding. The way they always, like, at the end, they, you know, after it was over and the people all came out and they did their bows and stuff, they would sing "We Wish You a Merry Christmas." I'm like, damn, that's a good song. Like, if you can pull that off right, like, if you can do that right with the melodies and the people different singing different, you know, verses and stuff, it's awesome. It's you gotta finish it right. It's like, it's very much like the end of the Raiders March by John Williams for Raiders of the Lost Ark. You know what I'm talking about in Indiana Jones when it's like.
Like that. I'm sorry. Hum a few more bars, and then I might pick up on it.
Are you serious? You don't know that?
No, I just wanted you to hum a few more bars. It was like lovely music to my ears. All right, enough of this crap. Where's Lee?
I don't know. Did you send something back to you?
No.
All right, well, we're only going to be like, when do you have to leave, like 10:15 or 10:30?
Pretty much.
Okay, yeah, we'll be done at 10:30 no matter what. But right. Let's continue to record some off-topic because that way it looks like we have content. John, I don't know, man. I had 1,400 calories in back-to-back days.
Hmm.
I'm on 1,400 today.
How much do you weigh?
I'm probably at like 194-ish now.
Man, you're going low, pal.
Shit just got real, John.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, we talked about last week. I had a solid 2 days of stuffing my face for Thanksgiving. Like, it was epic. Like, I
personally, epic win.
I probably digested 15,000 calories each day.
God,
I bet that's pretty accurate.
I wish. I mean, epic.
It was quite an achievement. I shoot for a high bar. You know, I don't go halfway. It's go big or go home, and I went really big.
Nut up or shut up.
Nut up or shut up. But yeah, I did that, and you know, since then I've been back locked in since Monday, and it's always the first week, John, the first week of not eating anything, having peanut butter, you know, not having anything that you would consider being like, oh my God, I crave that. That's rough.
I don't know if I get peanut butter cravings, dude.
People do. I have someone that I work with who literally has a container of peanut butter at her desk at all times. She uses carrots and she scoops it up with carrots.
Complete non sequitur, but Justin Prisbanek has a full beard now.
I have somewhat of a mountain man beard right now too.
Yeah, I don't have a mountain man. I have a finely sheared beard myself, but I didn't realize that he was growing a beard.
I don't know who that is.
Justin, that's Cass's husband.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't think that because I'm, like, thinking Cassandra Forsyth. Yeah. No, but I saw that picture, yeah.
Forsyth Prebanek, technically.
I'm almost stalking as people on Facebook as much as you were today, so.
Yeah. I'm like a Facebook stalker. Mm-hmm. That thing just stays on. Who was I talking to about that? I was like, that just stays on in the background. I was like, what? That thing, like, is on Facebook all feed? The time. Yeah, like, I just, it's just on.
No, sometimes you just, like, I'm very much of a person, like, that is, like, news obsessed. Like, I'm, you know, I go to blogs, and you know, I'm always wanting to know. Like, I'm always I'll check ESPN.com whenever I get to a computer to see, you know, because you're always craving news that you don't necessarily have to work for. If that makes any sense, like it's entertaining information. Whether you know, learning,
dude.
What
did we talk about Tiger Woods last week?
No, well, I didn't even know about that until Tuesday because of how busy I've been.
I didn't think so.
I had a client who was like, "Oh, you heard about Tiger Woods?" I'm like, "No, what?"
Yeah, there was a.
I heard he got in a car accident, but I didn't know it was a like. Yeah, I like totally banged some chick, and my wife found out.
Yep.
Whoops.
Yep. I can't even explain to you how
dumb,
disappointed. And I hate Kobe Bryant because he did the exact same thing, and now I have to hate Tiger Woods because it would be completely. I'd be full of crap if I didn't, and I'm so disappointed.
I really don't care. Like, I don't I like who looks up to Tiger Woods, honestly.
A lot of people, dude. Come on. He's one of the most popular athletes in sports today.
Yeah, but you don't think little kids are being like, "Oh, I want to be a professional golfer."
Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Okay, most people look up to, you know, basketball players, football players because that's, you know, more realistic. How many actual golfers are there in the world that, you know, make decent money compared to other sports? Like, you have tons of kids that I train, like hockey players that, you know, have a legitimate shot of playing in a, you know, hockey where they can make money. Same thing with baseball.
Decent number, dude.
Yeah, just golf is such a hard friggin' sport, man.
There's a lot of, dude, Tiger Woods is the face of golf, and he's the face of like of sport half the time. Look at how many just commercials he's in. Look at how many products that he endorses. Like, the guy is crazy. And now I think, I don't know. I think that it's really disappointing. It's really disappointing.
Hi, I'm Lee Peel. I can't do a southern accent.
Yeah, all right. She's off the Christmas card list. You heard that, Lee Peel? You're off the Christmas card list.
You guys both failed me today.
In my Hanukkah card
I woke up. I got up early. I did some work, and then I was sitting at my desk at 10 o'clock, and no one showed up at Skype.
My quant list too.
Tony sent me an email. Can't do it. I gotta drop off the girlfriend. I'm like, all right. He's like, I'll be 30 minutes late. Okay, that's cool.
No Ramadan card for Lee Peel.
No problem. And then Lee sends me an email at like 10:02. Can't do it. I'm totally throwing you guys under the bus. And then John, call John. It's overslept.
Yeah.
At like 11 o'clock.
Yeah, that was great. Felt so good.
And I'm like, oh man, maybe this is the day I shoot Keith Scott an email, and I'm like, Keith, and let's get John Williams. Keith, John Williams. It's time for a reunion show.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Seinfeld reunion.
Yeah, that would have been cool, dude. There's 20 minutes of garbage, crap, off topic. Why? Please, listeners, like, write in and tell me why
people totally.
Like,
well, I don't get it. It's easier than going to something else. Here, we'll talk about something interesting right now.
All right.
Did you hear
20 minutes of crap
about
Epic Fails?
Oh man, I got nothing.
See, the thing is, Lee eggs me on. You ever notice that? Like, when Lee's on, she definitely eggs me on.
What do you mean?
Like, in these off-topic craps, like, she eggs me on, so I get, like, like, I act extra stupid for her benefit.
Dude, how good is Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Oh, yeah, I watched Star Trek 4, too.
Nice.
I watched, like, five movies this weekend.
I really have to get that again. Like,
dude, it's $10 on, get a Blu-ray player. It's, like, $8
on Amazon. I'm getting it. The PlayStation's on order.
And it's surprisingly it's really the film quality is very good. Like there's some parts that are blurry, but that's it.
I can't believe you totally blew past that. That didn't even faze you, dude.
What? That you ordered it?
The PlayStation's on order, man.
Yeah, I don't believe you until it actually shows up and
yeah,
I see it online.
It's on order.
All right. You order any games? Or
no, not yet. No, my it was an early gift from my parents. They're like, okay, we're getting you the PlayStation. I was like, holy shnikey.
Yeah, I'm not going to edit anything. So.
Yeah, so whenever they order it, I was like, wow, okay, I'm not going to even turn that down. That's awesome.
No, I will not accept that free PlayStation
thing. Yeah, right. I was like...
I'm totally swapping out my computer for a bigger one. I made that decision today after doing, like, in Mac, you can... There's this thing called Spaces where you can go between like three different or four different windows at once.
Mm-hmm.
And I have four Firefox windows. I have two Word documents open. I have iMovie open. I have iTunes open. Right now I have the recording software open and I have Skype open. And this 13-inch screen just ain't cutting in. I've been doing quite a bit of video stuff for at the Mike Boyles and like, yeah, it's literally like a $200 difference. I'm like, I'll just sell my laptop and buy a old refurbished 15-inch one just for the bigger screen, so.
You have a 15.
Or I could get like a Dell that's twice as fast as this for the same price.
Dude, you're getting a Dell.
Dude, and you know, that guy got busted for weed, too.
Really?
You don't remember that?
No, I didn't know that. That's pretty damn funny.
No, he got busted for smoking marijuana.
That's funny.
It was very fitting.
Pretty much.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
What'd you have for breakfast? Did you eat anything good today?
No.
I had egg whites and
And I just had eggs. Actually,
peppers. That's not bad.
Yeah, I just had eggs. I think I had eggnog for breakfast.
Yeah, I would totally be down. Like,
the weather outside is frightful.
No, let's not talk about snow. I wish I could go out for breakfast, you know, and like get like a unhealthy breakfast, because I think breakfast might be the best meal in terms of food offerings. Like, you got French toast, waffles, pancakes, like what? Sausage, bacon, what? Eggs, what? You can even get what are basically French fries.
You're definitely breakfast. On a diet. Holy crap.
Well, I'm not watching the Food Network yet, although I did have 6 pieces of Trident gum today, 2 diet sodas, a spike, a liter of green tea, and 4 other cups of green tea.
Oh, and Florida lost yesterday. Dude, did you see that game?
Thank God, but we lost. Yeah, I saw it.
That was crazy.
Poor Tim Tebow.
Wow. They're having the bowl selections now, actually.
I don't watch college football, man.
Yeah.
I just don't do it.
Wow, Cincy versus Florida. Wow.
So,
Alabama and Texas in the title game.
Yeah. I beat Assassin's Creed, too.
That took really?
3 weeks
already?
No, it took me 3 weeks.
I don't know. It's still kind of quick, though, man.
Well, it's like I put 15 hours into it in 3 weeks, over 3 weeks.
Mm.
Which I guess isn't that much. It's like, it's mostly weekend play. But that was pretty good. I recommend you pick that up, although I heard the PS3 version is not very good. There's some problems with it.
Lies.
Might have to get an Xbox, too.
Well, that's definitely going to happen. Just when I have time to actually play video games for the most part.
I totally... You know, I should totally send you a picture of my setup at home. Uh-huh. In my bedroom, I have like the 16-year-old kid's dream bedroom.
Somehow that's very fitting.
Dude, listen to this. 40-inch Samsung 1080p LCD, Xbox 360, PS3, regular Nintendo, Super Nintendo,
nice.
Sega with the CD attachment, which I spent $100 on. Which was a really bad choice because I haven't turned it on since the first day that I used it. And about 100 video games, probably a little bit more than that. That's probably bad.
Did you just hear that?
What?
That was about 160 dorks' heads exploding simultaneously, and they didn't even know why.
Oh, and an original Xbox that that does some cool stuff.
Wow.
And surround sound clips, but it's a we got it refurbished like 4 years ago off their website for $150. It's a nice little standalone 5.1 system, and all five seasons of Stargate SG-1, and all 10 seasons of the original Stargate series.
Hmm.
So, ladies.
Yeah. Do you have the
actually, I actually have female friends on Xbox, and I guess Lee would be the third one.
Do you have like a wall of like the Star Wars action figures?
I don't own one thing that has to do with Star Wars. I'm not even a Star Wars. Oh, actually, I own two Star Wars video games. That's it. That's it. That's the extent of my Star Wars. I'm much more of a Star Trek, Stargate person.
Hmm.
Because it was, you know, I'm very much a person of content, of volume, opposed to, you know, there's only three good Star Wars movies. That's it. There's three movies.
The yes.
Not episode three. No, it's not. I heard
episode three was good. It wasn't fantastic, but it was good.
But it's like it's you know, I don't necessarily like prequels where I already know what's going to happen. I'm just kind of waiting for it.
But you didn't know exactly how it happened, and that was kind of cool.
Sure, but you think Lucas did either?
No, that was the problem.
But there's that, and I have a closet, I have about maybe 22 tubs of protein powder, various flavors and brands.
Hmm.
Which is also disturbing. I've had lady friends be like, oh, hi. It's a lot of protein powder. Blackstarlabs.com, what's up?
What's up? You know what else? What's up? What's up, Lee Peel? Where are you?
Oh, my God, it's 10 o'clock.
Yeah, forget it. I'm going to sleep.
You don't think this is going to happen?
No.
All right. Well, we will save this for next week, and we will put it in the show.
Nice. We're not going to put it an off-topic only episode.
Do you think that would fly with people?
I don't know. You want to answer one question so that we can make this a legitimate episode?
I feel really bad because there's the questions that we had for this week were actually very good, and there's some questions that were, you know, that I really wanted to get to. Especially we have one fan of the show, Tori, are you his friend on Facebook? Have you been keeping track of what's been going on with him?
I don't know. I just have so many friends.
I know. I think I have more than you.
You have like triple.
But the thing with him is that he had he's been in the hospital quite a bit, and he was
ulcerative colitis or something, right?
Yeah, and yeah. You look at at Facebook, whether it's stalking or not, there's that live feed, and you see like, oh, you know, I saw a couple weeks ago. I have like a tube going up through my arm into my stomach right now, and I'm like, wow, that, you know. I don't know what's going on, and I really didn't get the whole story, and I didn't want to, you know, send him a message being like, hey, you know, I saw that. Do you want to tell me what's going on? But he ended up sending in a question to the mailbag this week, which is very relevant to his situation, but also I think to, you know, anyone that gets surgery and wants to bounce back. But it seems like he's doing good. He's been eating and... you know, he's been getting back there, and he's a serious Power Rangers fan. He's like obsessed with the Power Rangers. Okay, John, I'm gonna ask you one more thing. I'll let you go soon. But do you remember Kids Incorporated?
I can even sing the song, but no. Yes, I do.
It's one of those things where, you know, you don't think you remember it, but I saw it mentioned on. Oh God, I don't even remember where I saw it mentioned, but Fergie was in the in Kids Incorporated.
Really?
Yeah, she was one of these, like, the singers. So I'm like, whoa. Okay, I YouTube.com. So I was like, YouTube.com. And I typed in Kids Incorporated.
And oh, my God. There she is.
Dude, in Kids Incorporated, like, the opening song, oh my, I, like, remember that almost word for word. Kids Incorporated.
Yep. That's, and, in fact, the only thing I even remember from that show.
Yeah, and I, like, it was a story-driven show that was driven by lip-syncing of covering of songs. Like, Never Gonna Give You Up.
Oh.
Never gonna give you up. You know.
That's interesting. I don't think that I, because I don't care, but
Stacey Ferguson. Like, don't, there's so many of these shows, like, I, you know, I feel like it, like Nick Arcade. Like a, Nick, you remember Nick Arcade?
No.
Or What Would You Do? What Would You Do with Mark Summers? It was what he did after Double Dare.
No, I don't remember that.
Where they had, like, a, you know, he would just get people from the crowd and they'd have to do, like, crazy stuff. And they had this wall of prizes. And they had these, they could get these coins, or there would be, like, this pie machine where you'd sit in this chair and they would just throw pies at you. It was, oh, man, dude. There was so many, like, there were so many shows that we used to watch as kids that I, like, you have kind of sort of memories of. Like, you, like, I would watch these shows religiously, but I don't really remember them until you see these videos, and it's almost like dreams. Like, you dreamt that you watched the show. But man, Kids Incorporated, dude. Like, 80s kids TV shows. Like, that's what I feel like I want to, like, I need to look up on you. Okay, Small Wonder. No, what's this?
Yeah.
With the kid with the robot.
Yeah, Small Wonder.
Dude, I used to watch that. And there was even two movies that were like Disney movies with the dad from with the dad from Growing Pains. Have you seen these movies? The guy that it was the dad from Growing Pains. You have to stick with me for two more minutes, John. It was the dad from Growing Pains named Alan Thicke.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to find the name of the movies right now. Not Quite Human. That's what it was. Not Quite Human was the movies. And it was a made-for-TV movie by Disney, which it also had a guy in it named Joseph Bologna.
Are you serious?
Dude, serious. This is how you spell baloney, right? G-O-L-O-G-N-A?
B-O-L-O-G-N-E. Bologna. No, A.
Well,
is it? Bologna?
Pretty close. And the guy that played Chip.
It's horrible. I don't even know how the hell to spell it.
Oh, man. That was a... oh, God. I can't believe I actually remember that show, but it was very much like Small Wonder, which I also watched quite.
Bologna. Yep. Well, I have to spell. That's the effect of commercials. I have to actually
sing a commercial.
Sing the commercial to know how to spell it.
It's like Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Hmm.
No, you don't spell.
No.
It
According to Wikipedia, the correct name is bologna sausage.
It's on Wikipedia, dude. Okay, last thing. There was also, you know, as I was a kid and played video games as a kid, and as I currently do, there was a there was two TV shows. There was three TV shows. There was first Captain N. Do you remember this, Captain N?
No. What was this?
It's on Netflix. If you have Netflix, that you can watch the live stuff. It was a show about a kid named Kevin who gets sucked into his TV and goes into Videoland. I can't believe I'm talking about this. And
I don't even know how we started talking about this. Go ahead.
And it's like all the episodes are available on Netflix streaming. I'm like, I started watching them again. I'm like, oh my God, like I cannot stand this show. Like I thought like it was going to be... oh, and Funhouse, dude. Funhouse with the dude that hosted every show. Do you remember this?
Funhouse?
Or maybe it wasn't Funhouse. Oh, man, I think it was Funhouse. Oh, no, it's not Funhouse. It was, what was that show with the guy with the red hair who hosted everything?
The red hair that hosted everything on Nickelodeon?
Can you also, no, it wasn't on Nickelodeon. Oh, God. Oh, I gotta find this. Oh, I gotta find this. Was it I'm Telling? Does that sound right? I'm looking at a YouTube video right now. Oh, man. There's funny clips of that TV show I'm Telling. I don't know who that is. I don't know, man. There's some crazy stuff on TV. Hey, what up, Lee? Just kidding.
I was like, dude, I'm gone. I'm hanging up right now. So tired.
All right. I don't know. I don't know. What are we going to do with this? It's we're coming up on 36 minutes of off-topic.
Yeah, it's 36 minutes of off-topic. It's epically bad off-topic.
It's pretty bad.
It is. It's always pretty bad.
It is all. It's not always pretty bad.
It's most of the time pretty bad.
We can make fun of Tony.
We could, but you know what? I don't know. We don't make fun of Lee enough. Lee's got to get it this week because, you know.
She dude, kinda, do you think she's gonna come out to Boston or what?
I don't know. I don't know if I can though, dude. When
oh,
is it?
Oh, January 30th. My Boyle seminar. Come.
I know. I don't know if I can. It's a big ass trip.
Are you?
Are you crapping this? Maybe I can. We'll see.
Why so serious, John?
We'll see. I just don't know if I. That's a big. What is it on a Saturday?
Yeah. Do you want to
see? The problem is, like, year? I can't come up on a Friday night, which means that I'd have to leave at like.
Can't you be like, hey, yo, docs, I need a day off to learn.
So much. They will not allow that.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, no, that won't happen.
Okay, there was this other show. What was it called? It was called Video Challenge. God, I'm such a dork. Like, I don't know how I'm gonna find a wife that's gonna be able to, you know,
tolerate your stupid
to do this. Like,
really,
like,
if
honestly,
anything,
I don't think I could marry someone that doesn't play video games.
That's basically what, you know. It's funny. Yeah, I agree. You know, because that's basically what it is. It's just finding a woman that can tolerate your particular brand of stupid. Because we all have our particular brands of stupid. It's just
but it's not even that. Like, I feel like, you know, some people like to do other stuff. You know, my enjoyment, and I think more my generation or our I guess, John, you're kind of part of my generation. You're kind of old, but
I'm kind of older. Yeah,
you know,
and I prefer to think more mature and aged.
Well, I mean, that's what we do. We have some free time. We don't. You know, John, what do you do for free time? Like, you
sleep.
No, but like, you know, go to an art museum. See, I don't want to go to an art museum. I want to play Xbox online with my friends. And you know, I've had girlfriends in the past that have tried, like they've really given like efforts to try to play video games with me, and it's just like it's just not fun because you're not good. You know.
Wow.
It's just not good. Like, I don't know. Like I even tried playing Super Nintendo. Like, Super Nintendo I can sometimes do. But it's just like bringing any girlfriend, and I'm not saying women in general, but, you know, girlfriend that I've had into an environment that's three-dimensional, they just can't figure it out. Because they never, like, they might have played, like, original Nintendo, Sega, or Super Nintendo where it's 2D, but they never made that. They never took that step. Know what I'm saying? Know what I mean?
And there goes another 50 dorks' heads just exploded.
No, they're like, yeah, dude, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, no, they don't know because they've never actually
had girlfriends.
Yeah.
been in the same room.
Well, that's why I go. I try to go 51% fitness, 49% video games.
Hmm.
And then I actually.
Two great tastes.
To be fair, I don't touch my Xboxes unless it's or my Xbox until the weekend. Like you just can't do it. Like I'm sure, John, you have no energy right now. You couldn't do it. You couldn't focus.
I pretty much have no energy.
I know what you're saying, man. You got any tips for people that don't sleep a lot?
Don't record the FigCast at 10:15 at night.
We did this before, though, didn't we?
I don't know. Did we? We did once. Like we recorded a quick.
I feel like it was very much like this.
We did one midweek episode once.
Ah, you're right. Do you think we're gonna do? Oh, we can't do this tomorrow. Shit. I don't know how we're gonna do this.
Oh no.
All right, John. I'm gonna let you go. I don't want you to lose sleep because of this.
Oh, thanks, Kev. But I would lose sleep if I let you down, so I had to do it.
Well, this might not even ever be heard by anyone.
I'll kill you.
No, next week we're going to have like a 2-hour and 40-minute podcast.
Yeah.
Unless I can somehow pull something together with Lee. Maybe Lee and I will do a whole podcast on the diet this in the middle of the week, and then we'll put this at the end.
That'll work.
Because I want to be like, hey, what up, Lee? I hate you and I want to eat something. Like I went out to Trader Joe's and like these bastards, these, you know, horrible bastards at Trader Joe's put out, at the checkout, there's always these stations where they put out product, and these bastards put out ruthless mother effers, put out bags of cinnamon almonds, which is basically like, you know, Jen Heath's sugar nuts, which are like, it's like cashews with grapeseed oil, Splenda, and cinnamon. I can't have the Splenda because it makes my, you know, makes it so I can't go to the bathroom, so I can't do that. But the, these bastards.
Wow.
Like, John, honestly, they are bordering on the same line as, like, you know, people that kick kittens. Like, I think they're on the same level as that, but they have these $5 bags of these almonds that are just, like, have cinnamon and sugar sticking to them. And I'm like...
Okay, 45 minutes. I'm going.
All right, John, I'll talk to you later. Do you want me to finish that story?
No, I really don't. I actually don't care even the slightest bit.
I bought two bags, and they're sitting in my cupboard for when Lee Peel allows me to eat them, and I'm going to destroy that shit.
Oh, man.
All right, John. Go to bed. I hope people enjoyed this 42... Wait, hold on.
44?
Hold on. Nope. 43-minute off-topic.
Epic.
Just turned 43. All right, hopefully
I feel like
this,
I just turned 43 too.
Hopefully people will hear this someday.
Yeah.
All right, John, I will talk to you later.
Later, dude.
Bye.